Hi, this is one of the two Kens.
And the other?
We're going to start the show here for a minute or so with something that's not funny. There's no humor involved, but it's one of our own family. One of Canada's best-known independent musicians, singers, songwriters. He's a producer, too. His name is Jim Armstrong. If you follow Two Cans, if you're a regular, or if you live in Canada as well, you've heard the name, you've heard his music, you're listening to it. We just want to start by telling you that Jim Armstrong, for 2 weeks now this morning, it's 2 weeks ago this morning, he walked away. He disappeared. Memory lane, wandering where I've been, I'm lost again. He was visiting his mother in Southampton, Canada, which is in Ontario, but it's 3+ hours north of Toronto, and he has epilepsy. He's had it since a child, and he needs medicine. There has been an extensive search underway by local law enforcement and provincial, I believe, and it's stretched all the way down to the Toronto police, and they've coordinated there. The area in question, Lake Huron, is about the middle one of the Great Lakes chain of interconnected waterways. It's a very remote area. Southampton is a little tiny town, and everybody knows everyone. If you have any knowledge, if you know him, if you've seen him, there are posters literally all over Ontario province.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, we hear about these things a lot. You know, usually you hear about some older person, you know, maybe with dementia or something, wandering off, and then the family finds out after the fact. And really, the best hope is if somebody sees the person, or you think you see the person, and then contact authorities.
Yes.
That's about all you can do.
Andrea Polis, his best friend in this world, 25 years, they've known each other almost that long. They're music partners, they're co-owners of their record label, Sonic Deli Records. Still coughing blood up from my lungs. You can get in touch with Andrea Polis at our email address at our radio station. It's Andrea at radio113x.com. I know she'll be glad to hear from you, especially if you know Jim and you're just finding out for the first time. We miss Jim. He's Sylvania Cut Old Retreat. He's just a great guy. He's just a tremendous giving human being. He's been involved with Epilepsy Toronto, just doing all kinds of benefit concerts and that sort of thing, working with them each year as they do Busker Fest, which is huge in Canada. Jim Armstrong from Toronto, Canada. We want him back. We need his music. It's rather selfish, isn't it?
But as they say around here, if you see something, say something.
There it is. Thank you. Now we're going to try and do some comedy.
We'll try.
You Can't Make It Up, show number 291 for the week of March 21st. And he's Ken.
And so is he, and that's, what, 3 weeks in a row now?
That we've done a show.
I know, amazing.
It don't say amazing. You can dare to
be stupid. Oh, I'm sorry, that's you-know-who's favorite adjective.
Yeah.
It's huge, it's amazing.
Oh,
thank you. You
can get a thesaurus, if you know what that is.
You put a Band-Aid on the thesaurus. We're online at twocanscomedy.com. Otherwise, we have real lives.
Well, you do.
We decided to add a new feature to our show. Why? I don't know. We need more torture, I guess. This might even be a fun game for dinner parties.
If this is about stuffing a sock down my pants, I'm way ahead of you.
Take it out to your guests. Here's what you're going to call the game. Where am I from? Next question.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A lot of people
still do dinner parties.
Yeah, they do. And a lot of people aren't very proud of where they're from. I mean, if you grew up there and you stayed there a while, you must have stayed there for a reason.
Well, if you're from Hell, Michigan, I could understand that.
I guess. But you're going to kick off this new segment. Yeah. Where am I from? Next question.
Next question. Okay. Actually, those who are new to our show have no reason to know this, but of course our regulars do, that I am a proud native Chicagoan.
Yes, you are.
I am from Chicago, born and raised, et cetera, big, you know, Cub fan, less on that later. And it is really my favorite place on the planet. You know, I try to get back whenever I can. Beautiful city, great restaurants, museums, culture, art, music, opera, all that good stuff.
A history of fair and square politicians.
That too.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
The Windy City, mm-hmm. not called because of the wind, but because of the gas bag politicians.
Yes, all the hot air at City Hall, yes.
That's exactly the reason.
Well, among the many lessons that I've learned from this whole experience is to try to speak a little bit less.
So I'm, you know, I always feel good about Chicago and like to bring it up whenever I can, but then I read something like this headline that appeared recently in the business section of the Chicago Tribune, and the headline reads, "Manure helps Chicago startup build natural gas network."
What's that smell?
Really?
You're full of...
I swear I didn't do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there goes my civic pride right down the tubes, or the toilet.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, you got to get your power from somewhere.
Well, imagine how proud I must be this morning or today to have a company in my hometown, Chicago, called Amp CNG, whose new business is to turn cow manure into natural gas.
It's already natural gas.
In every sense of that word.
There you are.
Well, all seriousness aside, now their target market, I read about them, is companies looking for more affordable and renewable ways to fuel their fleets of vehicles, which I think you would agree is a worthy idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still cow manure that
yes, it is,
with.
Or what we refer to
as?
Yes.
The S word.
The S word, yes.
I'm just trying to imagine what the recruiting pitch was. Or the help wanted ads when they're trying to hire line workers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, use your hands to help manure move a nation.
Yes.
I mean, what are you going
to
do?
We do urge the population not to panic and to remain calm during the crisis.
You know, we're just 5 minutes into the show. We lost half our usual audience because you said, well, it's the S word. Oh, well, those pansies won't say it. It's mm-hmm. What kind of show is this? Well, it's the Smothers Brothers. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you're still working with Shiat boys
yes.
and girls. Believe me, you don't want stockyards yeah. in your backyard. You don't.
She had to meet him when she first laid eyes on him. Her body trembling and her mind all abuzz. She liked the way he walked the earth as a sensitive one. Never assuming that'll do what he does. Her timing couldn't have been any bad or worse. He took the looks and inches just as they come. Positives and negatives and charming reports, and they ended up making love. The spring had found its way into summer. She's on the road and in the clouds above. She returned to open arms in the doorway. Stood there frozen in a never-ending hug. Halloween came and their feelings were masked and ruled. All Saints Day come and bothered and barked. They decided on a break but realized their mistake, and they ended up making love.
That is Miwi La Lupa.
Oh.
That's his name. With the radio-ready title track of his newest album, Ended Up Making Love.
All right.
What'd you start out to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, happy endings.
That record drops this Friday, March 25th. Miwi hails from Buffalo, New York. And there's a very funny interview that he did out there. I don't think he meant it to be funny. He's just being his own natural humorous self. But there's a Q&A out there that I'm going to put a link out to our friends. He says, I grew up in a black family, and he's not, in a white city, or mostly white, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just missed his birthday, Ken.
Okay.
He says it's his favorite day of the year, and not just because it's his birthday, but it's his favorite event, St. Patrick's Day.
Does he remember that?
I know. There's a photo out there that I will also pass a link along to with Miwi wearing the Mexican sombrero, and he's got a big bottle of, well, it ain't Kool-Aid. Who wouldn't love St. Patrick's Day and your birthday? That's a party within a party, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's great. So MeWe is from Buffalo. I hope he's as proud of that as I was until today about Chicago.
Well, maybe he was only about what? Maybe he wasn't born yet when they lost four straight Super Bowls.
I don't think he's thinking of that. Just
anyway, we'll put links out there to his music and MeWe La Lupa. And I thought about something, too. You know, we emailed back and forth yesterday so I could get the right pronunciation of his first name.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed him to our most recent show to give an example of, you know, why it is we would use his music and, you know, and why we, you know, do you really want your music with our audience, you know?
Yeah, you want to be associated with us? Take your chances.
Yeah, and what did I give him? I gave him last week's episode where we had a good time with the folks in Mexico.
Yes.
In El Guapo.
Right.
And I think he's Mexican, or at least, well, he's from Buffalo, so, you know, he's confused.
Okay.
What can I tell you?
The Wild Wild East.
You Can't Make It Up is the name of the show. We do it because mankind's capacity for stupidity, we have found over the years, eight of them and counting, is limitless. 8 years we've been doing this nonsense.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Yeah, and Chicago hasn't changed.
No.
This is MJ, and I listen to loopyfruit.com.
Welcome to Loopy Fruit Audio Network Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So, hey, ladies, how are you? Thank you for joining us. Last night, MJ and I were invited by our dear friends, Brony,
Bruce and Tony,
to the After Dark at the Modern Wing at the Art Institute of Chicago. But the After Dark thing was like a ticketed event. You had to like, but there was food and there was live music and there were DJs.
Any hot guys?
No, get this. It was like a straight bar.
A straight bar?
Yes. There were a lot of straighties, like trolling.
For women?
I mean, there's this one guy.
That's so wrong, isn't it, Greg?
Yes.
You know, I just figured something out. That's why Chicago lost the Olympics.
The show originates at 2, the number 2, canscomedy.com. You can email us if you've got nobody else in your pathetic lives to listen to your drivel. Feedback at 2canscomedy.com. You may also follow us on Twitter. Be one of our 4 followers at 2cans. All right. And last week, as I mentioned, El Guapo and the El Chapo story, right?
Yes, you did.
Well, we're headed back to Mexico again.
Ah, follow up.
Yeah. One thing, though. Good luck trying to return home with this story, because if you, and I don't mean you, sir, but the one person listening to us right now, if you're looking for a legendary, how should I put this, drunken stupor, and to wake up face first in a 5th bottle of Cuervo, you know, with that crumpled up pass to some stinking bullfighting ring,
okay,
Uber has the ticket for you.
Okay.
Yeah, right. you could go to Kalamazoo, but no, you chose to go someplace else just as friendly, just as safe, Mexico. You want to go to Tijuana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, the catch is, they'll take you there, or close. They'll leave you at the border, truly. They just aren't coming back to pick you up.
No.
True. Uber has a base in San Diego, and so they finally considered a way to give their patrons, that's what they call these people, they lock you in and, you know, you can take your chances, but you're a patron, what they want. And that is a way to cross the border for all those bachelor bashes in Tijuana. And then the driver will collect his or her cash and leave skid marks, as well as your ass behind in Mexico.
Oh, how lovely.
Now, according to Bloomberg, not the former mayor, but, you know, his blowhard magazine, the reason for that limitation is that commercial activity, the service that's taxed and regulated, occurs at the point of pickup, not drop-off, according to regulations that govern Uber or Uber. And other
what about Myber?
Or Yorber. And other transit companies. So Uber said it's working on making cross-border pickup available from Tijuana, too. So technically, drivers don't cross the border. As I mentioned, they drop you off at the border to let them cross at their own risk. The money is nice, so Uber is okay with the potential bad PR that they're getting, like, I don't know, now. Aside from the potential $100 ride, there's also the $20 border crossing fee. Uber ain't doing that. Okay. So I guess they just watch the people wave back at them and say, you know, you'll be missed. Where can we send cards, you know? A
so
donation in the name of
off at the border.
Yes,
you walk across through the checkpoints,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah,
right?
In that direction you're walking. Yes, you're crawling on the way back. Yes.
Okay. Then you do your thing in Tijuana, and you want to come home, so you have to go walk back to the U.S. side of the border, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, but see, this is really it in a nutshell. It's Mexico, you know, the country run by drug dealers and lords and banditos. You ain't coming home anyway, so enjoy your stay.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because I haven't done this, but you see how you walk back from the Mexican side of the U.S. side and you want to get home.
Yeah.
Do they line up Uber cars like cabs at the airport and you got to stand in line and wait? I mean, how does that work?
Sort of. It's like the starting gate at the Indy 500.
Uh-huh.
They wave a flag, they get their asses out of there because, you know, there are drug gangs there, for God's sake.
Well, I know that.
Well, why would you want to go there? I get that you're a 20-something and you're out of your mind with booze and women, and, well, that's not a bad thing, is it?
No.
And so, you know, you're going to do dumb things like that, but it'll be the last dumb thing you do in your life. Stay out of there.
I don't get it either.
I should go to work for the Tijuana...
Chamber.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce.
You're seeing a whole team of psychiatrists, aren't you?
The welcome wagon. It'd be a clown car.
Oh, man.
Well, so there it is. And we're at that point in our show now,
mm-hmm.
where you have, and I hope you brought one today, because otherwise you'll embarrass me, mm-hmm. where my partner here does his moment of, duh. Do you have one of those today?
Well, as much as I would like to embarrass you, I do have a moment of duh. And we're staying on our side of the border this time, so
good.
We're okay.
Yep.
All right. Yes, our moment of duh. I did save one. Of course, it is another. Da, 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 tip of the week.
Oh, boy.
That's three in a row.
Why, yes.
And here it is. If you are trying to elude the cops in a high-speed chase and you finally get caught...
Don't take Uber.
Yes. Well, okay. Second tip. Don't use the I'm high on drugs defense.
Why not? It works for most of us.
Okay. I'm just telling you, you know, take it for what it's not worth.
Yes.
So now for all of this, we go to Pasco County, Florida, and a gentleman... named Christopher George Conti. This all started when a Florida Highway Patrol trooper saw Mr. Conti driving a white Chevy pickup and noticed that the windshield on the pickup was severely cracked. Mm-hmm. So the trooper tried to pull him over, but Mr. Conti wouldn't stop. And now the fun begins. I wish I had video on this because this gets really convoluted.
Dash cam.
So the trooper pulls up next to Conti at an intersection to try to get his attention. And he said the subject appeared dazed, and the subject looked directly at the trooper and motioned with two fingers like, yeah, he was going to pull over.
Which two fingers?
But one on each hand? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those head fakes, and Conti didn't pull over, and the trooper tried to get his attention again at the next intersection, this time using the PA to tell him to pull over. So Conti again motioned like he's going to pull over, and didn't he took a right turn at the next intersection.
What we've got here is... failure to communicate.
Now he runs a red light while making a U-turn. How do you do that?
He's trying everything in the driver's manual.
Okay, so at this point, the trooper realizes he's going to need some help, so he radios it in, and then some county deputy sheriffs joined in the chase, but this guy, Conti, he keeps on driving, and so the deputies began pursuing him. Now, Conti ran over what they call stop sticks. You know what those are?
Yes,
those
they do.
Things that
do yeah.
blow out the tires?
Yes, they do.
Didn't stop him.
No, of course not. The car was high, too.
The trooper saw him from a distance and saw him turn in another lane, and then he saw him light up a crack pipe while he was driving. So then Conti intentionally swerves into the lane where the deputy's car was and forced the deputy to change lanes to avoid being hit. And then Conti moved on, and then he did hit another deputy's cruiser at the next intersection. So this keeps going on. It just doesn't stop. So now another guy tries to pull him over, and then he gets ran by Conti, and he spins off into the deputy spins off into the shoulder because he got hit. So finally, after all this, Conti's truck, he finally brings it to a stop. So one of the deputies approaches Conti to take him into custody, and here's what Conti yells back. I'm out of my mind on drugs, he says.
Well, see.
And it wasn't just his word for it. The deputies say they saw Conti drop a glass pipe out the window of the truck, which later tested, the pipe, for positive for cocaine. So anyway, the troopers kind of, you know, gang in on Conti and arrest him, and they tell him that they're going to be conducting a DUI test, and Conti refused to provide a blood sample. He told the trooper, can you note in your report that I was cranked out of my bleeping mind when you tried to stop me? Yes, that will help his case.
I'll be happy to help you, Mr. Conti.
I'm high and I'm proud of it.
Yeah. Anytime you try a decent crime, you got 50 ways you can fuck up. If you think of 25 of them, then you're a genius. And you ain't no genius.
How many cruisers got bumped in this story? Were we keeping track?
I don't know. Did you?
I think four or five at this point.
You know the only thing missing in your story? Is Bob Newhart in the passenger seat?
This is that's one possibility.
Driver's Ed.
How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? Seven, 75. And where was that now? In your driveway, huh?
I love the part where he makes a U-turn at a red light. I just, oh man, you really can't make it up.
So this whole episode was on wheels.
Well, entirely, yes.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't know, we're mobile. we're doing it without drugs. Now hey, mobile Earthlings, Earth 2, yeah, take us with you, will you? You can grab your free app, either iOS or Android, your choice, at Stitcher Radio. That's Stitcher.com. And on our way out, grunge rockers Kelly Mayo and Peyton Bighorse and the band called Skating Polly. This track, Cosmic Skull, on their newest record, The Big Fit, due out Friday, the 25th of March. Ken and I will see you next week.
Eating at night when the crows come out. Reach for your light. They're coming for your toes. You pack up your phone like a deep end, a drone, momentarily happy. I wanna dance with Maxine, cause she can't really treat my IDD properly. Have a little meaning.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, canscomedy.com.